This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. India and Ethiopia have elevated their historical ties to a strategic partnership as Prime Minister Narendra Modi held wide-ranging talks with his Ethiopian counterpart Abiy Ahmed Ali in Addis Ababa. The two leaders discussed issues of bilateral and mutual interest. During the delegation-level talks, Prime Minister Modi said, "Elevating India and Ethiopia relations to a strategic partnership will provide new energy, new momentum and new depth to our ties." The two countries also signed 8 MOUs or agreements, including upgrading ties to strategic partnership, customs cooperation, establishing data center at the Ethiopian Foreign Ministry, UN peacekeeping training cooperation, debt restructuring under G20, more ICCR scholarships and AI short courses for Ethiopians. Prime Minister Modi was conferred with Ethiopia's highest award, the Great Honor Nishan of Ethiopia, by his Ethiopian counterpart. The award was conferred upon Prime Minister Modi in a special ceremony hosted at the Addis International Convention Center for his exceptional contribution towards strengthening India-Ethiopia partnership and for his visionary leadership as a global statesman. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi dedicated the award to all those Indians and Ethiopians who have nurtured the bilateral ties for ages and conveyed heartfelt gratitude on behalf of the 1.4 billion Indians for being bestowed with this honor.
Ye samman un anginit bhartiyon ka hai jinhone hamari sajhadari ko aakar diya. 1896 के संघर्ष में सहयोग देने वाले गुजराती व्यापारी हो, इथियोपियन मुक्ति के लिए लड़ने वाले भारतीय सैनिक हो या शिक्षा और निवेश के माध्यम से भविष्य संवारने वाले भारतीय शिक्षक और उद्योगपति.
Prime Minister will today address the session of the Parliament of Ethiopia. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will arrive in Oman this evening on the last leg of his three-nation tour after concluding his visit to Jordan and Ethiopia. Mr. Modi is visiting Oman at the invitation of the head of state of the Sultanate of Oman, Sultan Haitham bin Tariq. Prime Minister Modi will be accompanied by a high-level delegation. India and Oman are likely to sign comprehensive economic partnership during Mr. Modi's two-day visit. President Draupadi Murmu will visit Vellore in Tamil Nadu today. She will perform darshan and aarti at Sri Puram Golden Temple. The president will inaugurate a meditation pavilion and plant a tree at the temple complex. Tamil Nadu Governor R. N. Ravi and Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan will welcome the president in Vellore. The visit is part of a week-long tour of southern states including Karnataka, Tamil Nadu and Telangana from 16th to 22nd of December. Delhi government has taken strong measures to tackle the issue of air pollution in the national capital. Addressing a press conference, Delhi Environment Minister Manjinder Singh Sirsa said that vehicles without proper pollution under control PUC certificate will not be provided fuel at petrol pumps from tomorrow. The minister further announced that there will be complete ban on trucks bringing construction material in Delhi. Moreover, private vehicles from outside Delhi with less than BS6 category will not be allowed to enter the national capital from tomorrow.
I want to tell the people of Delhi two or three things which you will have to strictly follow as directions. First, inside Delhi, whoever does not have a PUCC certificate from tomorrow, they will not get fuel at the petrol pump. Second, inside Delhi, if any kind of truck is seen bringing construction material, a heavy penalty will be imposed. If any is brought in any way, strict action will be taken. No vehicle coming from outside should be below BS6. Our government is committed to provide clean air to the people of Delhi. Therefore, we have to take strict steps.
In men's cricket, fourth T20 international between India and South Africa will be played at Bharat Ratna Shri Atal Bihari Vajpayee Ekana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow today. The match will begin at 7 p.m. And the Indian movie Homba, directed by Neeraj Gavan, has been shortlisted for the 90th Academy Awards in the Best International Feature Film category. And that is the end of this news bulletin.